wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a lawman. Well, one of the main problems in law enforcement, infidelity on both parts. The lawman out on that long shift, taking advantage of those behind the supermarket smokies. And the wife, knowing full well the husband's on duty, taking advantage of those sweet liaisons. Well, you get suspicious one day about your wife when you come home after a long shift and you notice the seat on the toilet is up. You say, "Do you have anybody over here today?" She says, "No." Then you get into bed and you start nuzzling those bodacious tatas that you got. You notice that they taste like old cigars. So your suspicions are aroused. So the next morning as you leave for duty, you say, "Honey, they got me on stakeout duty. I'll be sitting in a convenience store for about 8 hours, so you won't be able to call me, and I won't be able to call you because I can't leave the store till the shift's over. So I'll be in that store all day." He says, "Okay, honey." Well, you get your squad car and pull away. You can see through the silhouette and the curtains that she's on the phone. You just pull around the block and wait, and sure enough, here comes the dork. Looking over his shoulder, he walks into your place. You can't believe it, dear. That sleaze bag, yeah. Well, you sit there, let him get good and ready. You let him get good and started, then you just drive at that stinking house that you've always hated. Into the bedroom, and there they both are, locked in love's embrace. Yeah, you say, so you little wench. Yeah, this is how I get treated. This is how I get treated. Yeah. They're both cowering in the bed. You say, "Look at this maggot. Look at it. It's a 357. It'll take your head right off. It'll take your head right off. You hear that?
Bad.
Yeah, you know it's bad.
That is bad.
You know it's bad.
It ain't never done. I've never done on a record.
It happens every day.
That's bad, bro.
I know.
That is bad.
I know.
Believe me.
I believe.
Believe
you.
Me. Believe me, that's bad.
It's
believe
my
me.
Gun for crying out loud. All right, so you two want a little action? Go ahead. As you cock the hammer back on that thing. You want action? Go ahead right now. I mean, you were so hot that tried before. Go ahead. And you say, "But buddy, make it the Parisian." Well, what can they do? You're holding a gun on them. You're trembling with rage. Yeah. So the guy says, "Well..." Yeah, come on! Get into it for crying. Yeah. And then finally you say, "Okay, that's enough. You leave your wife lying there, you grab that mag and say, "You're under arrest. You're coming downtown with me." And you slap the cuffs on him and you throw him in the back of the squad car. He says, "What's the charge?" You say, "Following too close." You take him downtown and book him.